From today, more than 800 pharmacies around Ireland will begin administering the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine, with people over the age of 50 who have yet to take up a vaccine their initial focus. One of these pharmacists is Cathy Marr from Haven Pharmacy in Duleek in County Meath. She's been speaking to our reporter Fiacra O'Kiona.
This week we are receiving 50 doses, so 10 vials of 5 doses each of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine. We're really excited. We've had patients ask us from January when we're going to be in a position to administer their COVID vaccine. So it's been really, really good news for the village of Duleek, a rural area. In our pharmacy, we're fortunate enough to have 3 pharmacists, and 2 of the pharmacists are vaccinators. So we've been talking about this constantly for months to see how we're going to roll this out logistically in our own pharmacy and still maintain our day-to-day running. People have been phoning, leaving us their numbers to book in, and then we have some people on standby in case there's a no-show or something happens. We've noticed with our patients, particularly the ones that don't have their own transport, that they're really excited at getting started. We were surprised at the level of interest that we've had this week.
And that's pharmacist Cathy Marr speaking to Fiacra O'Kiona. Dara O'Loughlin is Secretary General of the Irish Pharmacy Union. And Dara, good morning to you. Listening to Cathy there, planning for months, constantly talking about it. So what is going to happen in pharmacies like Cathy's and others up and down the country this morning?
Good morning, Mary. Yes, as Cathy said, we've been months waiting to be in a position to vaccinate in pharmacies. We've been trying to get this service up and running, and now finally it is. So about 700 to 800 pharmacies around the country throughout this week are receiving deliveries of the single-shot Janssen or Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and they'll be taking appointments from anybody over 50 who didn't get vaccinated at their first opportunity. Maybe they didn't register on the portal, maybe they did register but they couldn't make the appointment time when it arrived. So all those people will now be able to get in touch with their nearest participating pharmacy and get the single shot vaccine from the pharmacist in the coming days.
What are pre-bookings looking like?
In some pharmacies, pre-bookings have been very strong. Some pharmacists have found that they are getting more inquiries from people under 50 than they are people over 50. And that's absolutely to be expected because a lot of people under 50, people in their 40s and in their 30s are getting very anxious about when they're going to get their vaccination. But for the moment, the vaccination in pharmacy is only for the over 50s. Mm-hmm. We'd be hoping that the HSE will show some flexibility on that in the coming time so that people under 50 will still be able to get the vaccination in their pharmacy.
And Dara,
approximately...
Just give us the nuts and bolts of what's going to happen. You book your appointment, you show up at the pharmacy, take it from there.
Show up at the allotted time in the pharmacy, ideally wearing a loose-fitting top so that we can get access to your upper arm, and then you will be brought into the small consultation or treatment room in the pharmacy where you give your consent, get your information again, and then receive the vaccine, and then wait for 15 minutes in a waiting area. Why do we have to wait for 15 minutes? That's just in case you're one of those very, very rare people who has a reaction to the vaccine, so we can keep you under observation and make sure you're not allergic, you're not having a reaction. And then you just go home. And obviously there will be some mild side effects, but within 2 weeks of getting the jab, you'd be fully vaccinated. Maximum immunity then is about 4 weeks after the jab.
And will pharmacists be able to keep the Johnson vaccine in their refrigerators? And is it a possibility that you'll be able to take walk-ins as well?
The refrigerators in pharmacies are pharmaceutical grade refrigerators. We keep thousands and thousands of euro worth of biological and high-tech medicines in those fridges. So the vaccine is no difficulty for us. In terms of walk-ins, that's unlikely. The vial has 5 doses in it and appointments will be bunched together in 5s, so to make sure that no dose gets wasted. You can imagine if somebody was a walk-in and the pharmacist opened a vial, then the other 4 doses are open to question because it has to be used within 3 hours of the first dose that comes out of the vial.
Okay, so from this morning, pharmacists are open for business to deliver the Johnson & Johnson, but you need to make your appointment with your local pharmacy. There's a good spread around the country, 800, Dara.
800 in urban areas. They're in the middle of Dublin City and they're in small towns and villages and communities all across the country. And that's the great thing about this. It's bringing the vaccine into small communities so people can get it without travelling.
But for the moment, it's the over 50s. Dara O'Loughlin, Secretary General of the Irish Pharmacy Union. Thank you.